News with Nick, coming live at 7 p.m. on June 18th, 2018. Here I am, and it is 82 degrees out. Oops, I'm going to close this picture. Go back to the main show intro screen. 82 degrees in the house, so I have actually gotten Mark Zuckerberg, the owner of YouTube's, permission to do this show completely topless, as you can see on the live stream. Check it out at newswithnick.com to click on the episodes and check out the video version of the show, everyone. Are we too hot? Peaking. Isn't that funny? I just said, are we too hot? When we were just talking about the temperature. Yeah, it was 94 today, and then a thunderstorm rolled through, and I wanted to do the show about 15 minutes earlier. However, it was like, the thunderstorm is coming. And then I had to hide downstairs and be like, oh, hope the tree doesn't fall on my head. So, went through, didn't lose power, and it appears as if there are some trees down in the downtown area. So I would like to get some of our News with Nick live reporters out there getting some shots and streaming us some video over the satellite Skypes and getting some info. So I've been doing a lot of VR gaming, which is the problem as to why I'm not able to do as many shows. And I basically took down the VR setup and I said, no more VR until I do a news show for the listeners, all three of them, right? And I've been playing this game called Echo Arena, where it's basically just basketball. I guess it's the closest to basketball, only there's no ball. There's just a disc. And you throw it, so it's more like handball. Oh, it's like handball. I didn't even think of that. The handball that you go into, you play it in a gym, and you just run around and you throw a ball into a net. So it's pretty close to handball, only it's in space, and it's with a disc. So on youtube.com/gloriouscoconut, the YouTube channel, you can check out a video where I completely lose. You can see me tell my teammates of my special strategy I've developed that we can probably win as long as we don't get scored on in the last 10 seconds of the game. So I wonder what happened.
You've got like 5th grade, 6th grade, and then like 7th grade, and then 8th grade, and like 9th grade, it just went straight up. That's when
I started that video too late in the video. So we're going to fix that in post, and we're going to do it again.
I pretty much started playing video games like seriously in like 5th grade. My amount of use got like 5th grade, 6th grade, and then like 7th grade, and then 8th grade, and like...
He's drawing a chart with his hands like I do when I'm ranking things, and I say, here's how people's brains work. Rich Paul, Andrew, and then I put my hands like Rich Paul's at the bottom and Andrew's like one step above. Now, I don't know. I couldn't think of another name. And I'm not talking about Andrew. Obviously, I'm not talking about Andrew who's on the show. I'm talking about my friend Andrew who lived across the street from me when I was 7. And he would always come over and be like, can Nick come play? And I wanted to make up excuses to not hang out with him. Just like I do today with all of my other friends. I go, no, I don't want to. Please. Okay, so he's drawing a chart with his hands about how his video gaming increased. 6th grade, it went up a little. 7th grade, it went up a little. And 8th grade, it went up a lot. Like the Bitcoin price.
9th grade, it just went straight up. That's when my life really started deteriorating.
He was basically online all the time, every waking moment. And he would refuse to go to school. He wouldn't eat with us. He lost weight. He was up all night.
Ooh, a side effect of being online too much is losing weight. This story is about that. Hey, HWO classifies gaming disorder as a mental health condition. Who classifies it? Who classifies gaming disorder as a mental health condition? That's literally the headline. Watching as a video game ensnared their child, many parent has grumbled about digital heroin, likening the flashing image to one of the world's most addictive substances. Now they may have backup. The World Health Organization announced a gaming disorder as a new mental health condition, included in the 11th edition of its International Classification of Diseases. So if we click on this link, where do we go? Ooh, we can buy the International Classification of Diseases 11th edition from the WHO. Isn't the WHO like a band? right? They go, "Who let the dogs out?" Damn it, I didn't even sing it right. That's funny. "I'm not creating a precedent," said Dr. Vladimir Posnick, a member of the WHO's Department of Mental Health, who proposed the new diagnosis to the decision-making body. Although he said the WHO has followed the trends, the developments which have taken place in populations and in the professional field. Here are the characteristics of a gaming disorder. Let's see. The ICD. I don't know what that is. Oh, the International Classification of Disease. Oh, it is it's the book. Okay. Diseases, disorders, injuries, and other related health conditions. Researchers use it to count deaths, diseases, injuries, and symptoms. Let's see. One is that the gaming behavior takes precedence over other activities to the extent that other activities are taken to the periphery. You know, okay, so that's one symptom of gaming disorder. The second is impaired control of these behaviors. Even when the negative consequences occur, this behavior continues or escalates. A diagnosis of gaming disorder then means that a persistent or recurrent behavior pattern of sufficient severity has emerged, according to the ICD. A third feature is that the condition leads to significant distress and impairment in personal, family, social, educational, or occupational functioning. The impact is real, he said, and may include disturbed sleep patterns. This has happened to me. I will try to sleep. And people call it Tetris brain, right? Where you can only see Tetris blocks, but instead I can only see like Echo Arena discs if I'm playing Echo Arena, or I can only see cops swarming my body if I'm playing Payday 2 a lot. And in VR, it's worse because your brain thinks it really happened. Disturbed sleep patterns, like diet problems. Wait, what? Like a deficiency in the physical activity. Okay. The main characteristics are very similar to the diagnostic features of substance use disorders and gambling disorder. He said gambling disorder is another category of clinical condition which are not associated with psychoactive substance use, but at the same time being considered as addictive as addictions. I literally did not read that wrong. All right, let's go back to the video and see if we can get some any more information about this dramatic child who can't control his online habits. So many of you may be thinking, oh, I remember seeing that story about that 9-year-old girl who was put into therapy for her Fortnite addiction. Now, Fortnite, if you haven't heard, is the number one game in the world right now. That story was probably fake. There was not many sources about it.
And like any mom, Karen Porter became increasingly concerned about her 16-year-old son, Evan. But she didn't know just how serious the problem was. Now the World Health Organization is for the first time calling gaming disorder a mental health condition.
Which should be clear.
Let's skip ahead and see if we can get any more information from this kid.
Nothing was more important than his ability to get online and game. Overwatch, Team Fortress 2, Counter-Strike, Global Offensive, games that are designed to keep...
He just said Counter-Strike, Global Offensive. Like, they're two separate games. The name of the game is Counter-Strike Global Offensive. He's reading from a script, and he thought that it was, he thought that those were two games, and they didn't redo the script. We gotta go back and listen to that.
Thing was more important than his ability to get online and game. Overwatch, Team Fortress 2, Counter-Strike, Global Offensive. Games that are designed to keep you playing for hours.
That's funny.
I think it's really helpful to understand that once an addictive process takes hold of someone, they do lose control. Their impulse to just go online and game and do whatever else they want to do online, that is stronger than whatever it is they tell themselves they should be doing.
Hillary Cash is co-founder of Restart, an inpatient treatment program for video game addicts.
Really? Oh my God, and it's called Restart. So I was playing Echo Arena last week too, and it's very motiony because you're in space, right? So I put on the headset and I'm playing for an hour or so, and I take it off, and then I go do something. And as I'm going to do the other thing, like wash dishes or something, I'm feeling ill while washing the dishes. I'm feeling dizzy. I'm feeling like I'm not in my real world because everything's all like wonkadoodle. Like I feel like I'm seasick from the VR. Right. And then I go back to the VR and I put the headset back on and I'm suddenly not sick anymore. Huh? I'm only sick in real life. So I have to keep going back to the VR and it becomes a worse and worse spiral. So I bought some of that Dramamine. That seems to help. Now I can be in VR for longer. All right, let's hear about Restart.
It's outside of Seattle and about as far away as you can get from screens. Picturesque, peaceful, and most importantly, unplugged.
It's a pretty big difference, like growing up from screens to on screen all night to no screens.
What happens here at Restart is, no surprise, lots of therapy, time outdoors, and an emphasis on interpersonal interactions.
Okay, I am bored. Boring. What is this, an ad for Restart? Let's skip ahead and see if there's anything useful.
Never have alcohol again. Someone who's addicted to cocaine can't ever have cocaine again. But a technology addict? Yeah. A technology addict? I mean, pretty hard to live without technology.
Oh, whatever. Okay, that's fake news. It's not even a real addiction. All right. So last week, I actually went to a basketball game for the first time in quite a while. Remember that kid that used to come into the chat and say, when are you going to talk about basketball? So we have this local team, and it's like the college league. They bring up a bunch of kids from all over, and for some reason, they come to New England to play in the college league for baseball and get scouted by minor leagues or whatever, right? Anyway, long story short, I went to the game. And I actually did something that you guys I've been threatening to do for quite a long time, which is hack the concession stand line. So listen, now I've always said this. You always go to the concert, the county fair, whatever. You go, man, I really like some fried dough to sprinkle some of that sugar over. But then you look at the fried dough line, and it's like, oh man, that's a super long fried dough line of big fatzos. Right? So you don't want to wait in that long fried dough line. So I've always said, just go to the front of the fried dough line and just either pay someone for their fried dough or give someone some money and have them just order a fried dough for you. Like just say, I'm going to get two fried doughs. I've been standing in line. There's no limit. There's not like one fried dough per person, they say, in the rule book. It's not like the Harry Potter release where we all stood in line and you only got one book of that Deathly Hallows or whatever the last one was. Right? So anyway, there's a huge line for the concession stand and I want a seltzer, right? All I want is a seltzer. I don't want to order any food. And they've got a really efficient process, but it's not efficient if you just want to get a drink because most people in that line are ordering food. So I go to the front and I find these two kids and I go, hey guys, seltzer's $2. If I give you three, will you order one? And the kid goes, deal. And he takes my bucks, and he orders me a seltzer. I didn't have to stand in any line, and people behind him were probably pissed when they saw me do that because they were like, oh my God, he has the balls to do that. But yes, I have finally hacked the concession stand line. What you do is you go to the front, you offer some guy a dollar more than the thing costs, and you just saved yourself 20 minutes of your life standing in a line. These lines are the worst. Doctor suspended for berating a basketball player suffering from an anxiety attack.
Accusing a doctor of some bad bedside behavior, and it was all caught on camera.
That patient complaining the doctor was physically and verbally abusive, refusing to believe he was suffering, even cursing at him. ABC's Marcy Gonzalez is in our LA Bureau with the story. Marcy, good morning.
Dan and Paula, good morning. That patient says the doctor accused him of going to the hospital in hopes of getting narcotics, and that, he believes, is what set her off. He tells us he was simply seeking treatment for what turned out to be an extreme anxiety attack. He is still baffled by what happened next.
Is he baffled? Let's get to the original posting of the original video. No, we're not going to play this news story. Donald Bardwell posts to Facebook last Tuesday. He posts, this is how they treat black people in Los Gatos emergency room. SMH, everyone share this video. For the record, this is my son. Never speak to me or my... Here, all right, here's the video.
He wasn't playing basketball when he has it. And when he's going around... Yeah, when he has these and he's throwing up and he's going in and out of consciousness. I literally saw him go in and out of consciousness.
So they're saying he's having an anxiety attack, that he goes out of consciousness because of his anxiety attacks. And the video is taken from the bedside of a hospital bed. It's got those bars up. And you can't see much of the doctor or the patient at the moment. It's sort of pointed down, like he's trying to hide the fact that he's recording. And you just see her little chubby left hand in this frame.
Awake and alert right now.
He is, but if he leaves this hospital, he's going to have another anxiety attack just like that one because he's in the same shape that he was in when he came in.
Sure, and he doesn't have Klonopin because he doesn't have his Klonopin.
That took 4 hours to get through, so what am I supposed to do?
I'm sorry, sir, you were the least sick of all the people who are here who are dying. Okay. There, see?
Oh, the doctor's getting pissed. You are the least sick of all of the people here.
You picked your head up. Now, don't try to tell me you can't move. Come on,
yeah,
sit
up. I
can
pick my head up.
Yeah, sit up. Sit up.
Dude, she's grabbing.
Sit up. I'm having you sit up.
I can't get up.
Because he needs to sit up, and he won't
she's
let me.
She's literally yanking my arm to get
I'm
up.
I'm literally helping you up.
You're helping me? I can't
yes.
get up.
Why can't he get up? Like, is that a real thing? You have an anxiety attack, and you become bedridden, and you can't get up? Like, it's probably true. Like, I don't know. But anyway... So she's pulling on his black tattooed arm. Oh, sorry. She's pulling on his completely normal arm and telling him to sit up. So let's see what happens.
I can lift my arms.
Okay,
to
you want
this
us
extent.
To you want us to wheel you to your house in the gurney?
Ah, a what? That's funny.
Not what I said.
You just lifted your head just fine.
Yes, I lifted my head
yes.
and my arms up to here.
Yes.
After
so
that, I cannot
put
get
your
up.
Hands on here and pull yourself up.
I cannot do that.
Yes, you can.
I cannot do it in the ambulance. I cannot do it now.
To be fair, he's not trying, right?
You can do it.
It's like when my mom said, eat the quiche. Just try to eat the quiche. And I did try, and I threw up immediately.
Now.
I just tried to inhale, and I even told her I cannot inhale.
He can't inhale. Wow.
Oh, she's laughing at him. He says, I can't inhale, and she starts... Okay, we have to stop pausing the video at every single second of that something funny happens, okay?
The ambulance, I cannot do it now.
You can do it now.
I just tried to inhale, and I even told her I cannot inhale.
He can't inhale. Wow. He must be dead. Are you dead, sir? I don't understand. You are breathing just...
I mean, this is not right, because I'm telling you... When you
he's
see him,
breathing.
He is breathing. He has labored breathing.
He's not labored in the least. He's got an oxygen saturation that is 100%. He is breathing perfectly normally.
So
this
what
is
you're
not
saying,
labored breathing.
So you're just saying that you just let him lay down in here and he's going to go back to normal. This pain that he has doesn't have anything to do with what's going on with him, right?
This pain that he has is because he worked out. And that's
no,
what
he had when he went to the emergency room the last time he had pain.
Uh-huh, and what did they do for him?
They gave him fluids and they gave him something, a pill. I don't know what they gave him. Yeah.
For what?
For his pain and for the anxiety.
So you need narcotics? Is that what you need?
Oh, here we go. Narcotics. Did I say any narcotics? I just need pain reliever and anxiety medication. Because I'm in pain and I have anxiety. And I said nothing about narcotics.
And you just told me that this was not an anxiety attack. That this was something totally different.
If I could get up off this chair, I really would. But
yeah, you really should. Because this is ridiculous.
I can't. And you're not going to keep me tugging. I'm full of shit.
Uh-huh.
The video has paused. What's happening? Like, I can't... Like, the audio is still going, but the video is frozen.
Hey, he is... I...
And I'm sorry, because, you know, I came in here wanting to help you, and you're just... You're turning your story around. You're changing your story. Yes, you are. You're making all different kinds of... You know, you're saying one thing, and then you're telling me another thing, and then you go back to the first thing.
Like you?
So what? Sometimes his...
Huh?
Like you?
Wow, the doctor and the patient are in an argument, and the patient keeps going, like you? Are you changing your story around?
I'm not saying anything different than what I've said the whole time.
Like me.
No, you have changed your story every fucking time.
Whoa.
Yeah, okay. That's how pissed off you've gotten me, okay?
Well, I didn't do anything.
Yes, you did. So, put an IV in him, give him a liter of fluid, and we'll get him out of here.
Wow, okay, so video of a doctor being mad at a guy for coming in and complaining about a thing. So I checked out her Facebook. She is a big fat lesb, right? Here's a big ugly lesbian. My name's Mark. So that's her Facebook profile picture, if anyone cares. It's got the France flag. Is that the France flag or is that the Pride flag? I don't know. I can't keep them straight, right?
sit up.
Dr. Beth Keegstra escalated unprovoked.
No, you have changed your story every time.
Whoa.
The hospital CEO saying in a statement that the physician's demeanor was unprofessional and not the standard we require of all who provide care through El Camino Hospital. We've expressed our sincere apologies and are working directly with the patient on this matter.
In my mind, I don't think she should be practicing medicine at all, because if it's not a race thing and she treats everybody that way, then that's a problem.
And the CEO of the hospital group went on to say the doctor will never be allowed to work at any branches of the hospital group again.
Wow.
We have not been able to reach the...
Wait, that's not a suspension. That's like a full-on thing.
The group went on to say the doctor will never be allowed to work...
Sorry, who said that?
And the CEO of the hospital group went on to say... ...for comment. Meanwhile, Bardwell says he plans to file a lawsuit.
A lawsuit? For what? Anyway... That's pretty funny. So there's that. Guy's laying in the thing. Well, let's move on to the next story. I don't know what to say, right? Maybe he was faking it. Although he didn't say anything about, I would really love some of that whatever it's called. Oxy Limbaugh. It was a stunt designed to play on one of cryptocurrency's most resilient memes. To the moon! The idea that prices will skyrocket, leaving currency holders rich in the process. The currency ASKFM, one of the world's top 10 social media networks, was about to release a brand new coin offering, giving early investors the chance to pre-buy some of its cryptocurrency before launch. The plan... bury $50,000 worth of the cryptocurrency in a nano ledger at the top of Mount Everest. See what the video.
Now we are on the top of the world, of the Mount Everest. It's 1,848 altitude.
Okay, there's almost no information. The statement. So let's see. In a statement on its Medium page, what is Medium? Is that like a new social network? Ask FM explained the reasons for the trip. Later, it explained the expedition in terms of the To the Moon meme, but the statement didn't mention Lam Babu Sherpa, a man who helped the Ask FM four-man team get to the top of Mount Everest. According to extensive reports by the Financial Times, the Sherpa was left behind during the descent from Mount Everest and is now presumed dead. So the Sherpa... was a veteran of three Mount Everest summits. So people, they went up with a Sherpa and they just left him. Well, obviously you don't just leave someone, but he died during the trip to leave the cryptocurrency up there. That was a boring story. A woman says a dancing doctor left her disfigured while making a music video during surgery.
We are hearing from the woman videotaped while on the operating room table and a Gwinnett County doctor rapping and dancing during her surgery. Channel 2's consumer investigator Jim Strickland also has even more videos, and Jim, the most shocking video yet.
Javita, that's right. We first exposed Dr. Wendell Boutte's controversial surgery videos 2 weeks ago. Then, as now, we will notify you that some of the images you are about to see are graphic.
All right, we're going to skip ahead and hear from the lady who says she was in surgery while a music video was simultaneously being shot.
And dancing while cutting me? That's horrible.
Latoya Arsheen was among the first to see video of Dr. Wendell Boutte making an incision and mugging for the camera while the rap song Cut It plays. A text from Boutte confirmed that's Arsheen on the table. Cut It is your song, girlfriend. You did awesome. The photo release form is... Song
okay, so the text says, hey, check out today's Instagram post. Cut It is your song. You did awesome. No one knows this but you, me, Ronnie, and the anesthesiologist. So if you want to tell people that is you, go for it. Okay, so they're basically admitting that they shot a music video and posted it and then texted her.
Disrespected on a lot of levels. Cut It.
First off, we found a second video featuring
song. Oh, God, I'm going to puke.
With a surgical assistant dancing while holding a large, excised portion of human flesh.
What?
It's too disturbing.
What are they jump roping with it?
Arshin hadn't seen this video until the day of our interview.
Do you think that's your flesh?
I think it is, with the cut, the remaining of the song.
The dignity of the patient was absolutely compromised in that video.
Okay, so she shot a great rap video. What she's saying is that she got some plastic surgery done, and she didn't really like how it turned out.
Her undergarment, it's clear her right side buttock is far larger than the left side. This dimple marks the start of one incision. The scar runs visibly across her back. But on one side, it rises above her waistline and cannot be hidden by a swimsuit bottom.
Every day I think about it because I have to take a bath and put on clothes, so it never goes away.
The day after we first aired the Cut It video, Arshin called me. She'd already received a call.
All right, let's see a rebuttal from the doctor. Let's see if she has anything to say. I assume she does, because I'm staring at a thing that says, the dancing doctor defends her music video.
Let's refresh everybody's memory. Let's show the video. There she is, Dr. Wendell Boutte. And you know the headline. She knows the headline as I talk to her. Dancing doctor is more focused on singing and dancing than doing a proper procedure. She's losing focus. Now you have numerous complaints against her. So she wanted to talk. And obviously, well, let's hear your side of it. And one of the first questions is, where did this idea even come from? What is with doing music and rapping and dancing while you're supposed to be doing a procedure? Here is Dr. Boutte.
She's like throwing like cotton balls everywhere. Those cotton balls that they dab your armpit with or whatever.
Consultation visits with my patients, I notice that the biggest thing that comes across is anxiety. So music is such a global language, right? If I tried to educate through just pointing at the computer and saying, here is your muscular anatomy, here's where the muscles separated, and this is not a skin I mean.
Oh my God, boring.
Tummy tuck. People, they didn't quite listen. When I added music to it to educate, all of a sudden, people paid attention. And so I use music, and in these instances, these were all consented videos. They were staged. They were planned. And it started with a contest in October of 16. I was marketing free services, you know. And one of the contestants asked, hey, why don't you do a video after the fact to kind of highlight your beautiful work? Because your work is just that beautiful, Dr. Boutte. And I was like, okay.
Here's her defense. I was like, there's a video, and I make some music, and I did a thing, right? She hasn't yet said anything about doing a music video while cutting into surgery. That wouldn't be about, well, let's see what she had to say, right? We got to finish the video. It's very boring, but she deserves her piece, her day in court or whatever.
So she's like, I'll consent, and why don't you put a song to it? You know, I like doing the butt. I'm like, I like music. If it's a way for you to celebrate your transformation and the beauty that...
So this was a patient who suggested.
This was a patient that was a contest winner from Dallas.
So that's her time. We're going to have much more on this on the story tomorrow at 1 and 2 and just let everybody hear her side of the story.
I'll say it very honestly.
Oh, Trump's here. In one of at least 20 now deleted videos posted to the public YouTube channel, the board certified dermatologist is seen dancing with surgical instruments in each hand, but without a surgical mask, leaning over the top of a patient's half bare buttocks, rapping her own lyrics. Sometimes the doctor's assistant acted as acted as backup dancers. Let's see. CNN's sister network obtained the videos due to several malpractice lawsuits filed against Boot. Susan Witt, an attorney representing three women in the cases against her, said the videos demonstrate a lack of care and concern for patients taking place in the... So, okay. So, it sounds like, to me, well, we don't know for sure. It sounds like she did it once or twice with consent, and then after that, she was like, these music videos are coming out pretty good. Let's, we're gonna have a package deal with our butt implant surgeries. You're going to get your implant, and also you're going to get a music video at the end of it. Like, we'll like even ship you a DVD with a cover, a menu screen. Instead of deleted scenes, it's just going to be like deleted scraps of your flesh laying all over the floor. But whatever. So I don't know. Doesn't seem that bad. Maybe it is bad. Maybe that is why she messed up the butt, I guess. They are saying she got all messed up. But who knows? Maybe that lady was completely disgusting before, and she was like, okay, show me what you had to work with, and that's the best I could get. Sorry. A Florida man was arrested Tuesday after he reportedly threatened to commit a mass shooting at Walt Disney World in a Facebook group chat, according to Brevard County Sheriff's Office. Oh boy, Derek Eitel, he's 23, posted in the group saying, "Five likes and I'll go shoot up Disney and hang myself." Detectives with the sheriff's office say that the Facebook group has more than 800 members who are all able to view his post. Two of the members reported the statement to authorities. Detectives didn't release the name of the Facebook group. In an interview with investigators, he later confessed to typing the threat on his phone while he was at work. He was arrested on a charge of making written threats to kill or do bodily harm and is being held for a $1,000 times 100 bond. $100,000 bond. All right. What an idiot. What a stupid story. So literally you're at work. You're like, five likes, I'll go shoot up Disney, LOL. Arrested, $100,000 bond. You're going to jail for 3,000 years. What? Okay. Listen, I could say something right now that would easily put me in jail, I guess, if any listener reported it. So everything I say here is completely a joke and fake, and I'm definitely not gonna... Just kidding. Remember last time when I did that and I yelled a thing, but I said not really quietly before it? admissible in court, right? I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. The chat says do it. Say something. Say something incriminating so we can report you, and then you can be in the news, and then someone else can report on the News with Nick guy, who just yelled something into a microphone. So they don't say what group he posted in. It was probably like, I don't know, babytigercubsforsale.com, right, where 800 people are, let's watch cute animals tie each other down. Is that, that's a group, right? Anyway, so they don't say what group he was in, so I couldn't find it. However, he does have a public Facebook profile. You can look this kid up, and he's got posts, and you can comment on them. It is open to public comment, which is amazing. So some people have been typing some things to him. Logan Nichols writes, "Fucking shithead. Have fun taking cocks up the ass in prison, you scum of the earth. I wish people like you instantly got the death penalty. You're the lowest subhuman of its kind." Very rude. This kid didn't even do anything. He posted one thing, and this is his Facebook now. So head on over to Derek Eitel, E-I-T-E-L's Facebook, and see what people are posting, and maybe add your own thing. Here's what you should add. No joke, actually. On every post that is open to comment, say, "Hey, I heard you got talked about on newswithnick.com. This is the new thing we're going to do. This is the new thing." Okay. A lot of these news stories, find the person. You can almost always find their Facebook page, or at least like their dad's Facebook page or something. And almost always, they've got some posts on there that are open to public viewing. And some of them are even commentable. Every time a story is posted, we've got to go, and we've got to go, "Hey, I heard you talked about on newswithnick.com. Check it out." And we're going to do that for Beth, the lesbian doctor who was yelling at the person. We're going to do that with Derek Eitel, and we're going to do that with everyone. Head on over to newswithnick.com to hear yourself talked about. In fact, I don't think this guy even did anything wrong, and I'm on his side. No, that was a joke, police. That was a joke. Please help. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So I looked up some other people on Facebook, speaking of things that we've talked about before, and I was wondering about whatever happened to that guy who he was accused of driving a bus home and like taking a girl to his grandma's house and having sex with her, right? She was like 14. And then we looked up his Facebook, and the only thing we could find was it going, "Alvin ain't do that shit," right? So I went to his Facebook, or first of all, I looked up any news stories. I couldn't find any updates as to what happened to him. like he didn't get charged or I mean, he got charged, but there was no updates to the story. So I go back to his Facebook page and I find several days after the original, Alvin will be home soon. Yay. And then a couple days, like a week after that, he posts an image of his kid, like in the womb, posts a sonogram. And it says Alvin Jr., right? So he's got his like girlfriend or his wife. And then a few weeks after that, he said, if you spoke down on my name, just know I don't fuck with you at all. End of discussion. So I have not been able to get in touch with Wilson Alvin, nor do I actually want to, because he's a sharer. Half of his shares are darker gentlemen running from cops or like fighting in the streets. Right? So he's probably a good guy, I think. Anyway, that's an Alvin Wilson update from the guy who was on the bus. I don't know. He's out of jail, apparently. Don't know if the charges got dropped or what. Father says a man grabbed his daughter, pulled her pants down at Walmart. Let's see if there's a video.
To Shelton Walmart and pulled her pants down right in front of her horrified father.
Can you imagine? Well, Cairo 7's Jessica...
Oh, no. Can you imagine? A man in Shelton is under investigation after police say he grabbed an 8-year-old girl inside Walmart and attempted to sexually assault the child in front of her father. The 32-year-old man was arrested at the store following the May 8th incident. The radio spoke to the girl's father, Justin, who said he stopped by Walmart with his 4-year-old and 8-year-old daughters to buy them a treat, as he usually does on Friday. We were walking through the store, as we always do, and my 8-year-old was behind me, and all of a sudden I turned around. She was literally right behind me, and this guy came out of nowhere and bear-hugged her from the back. Justin told Kiro Radio he went after the stranger, who put his daughter on the ground. Okay, so let's imagine. Who it comes, he's hiding in, like, the big bushes in Walmart, you know, the bushes. He was bigger than I was. He ended up removing my daughter's pants and underpants. That's when I went really crazy mode and was able to somehow push him off. Detectives say the suspect exposed himself to the family. What? What? I was screaming for help. All of a sudden, a huge group of people surrounded him. I took my daughters to an aisle and waited for the police to show up. Police say the suspect is a transient from California. He faces kidnapping and assault charges. I don't really care what happens to him, but I definitely don't want him to be able to do this to anybody else. That's my concern, to keep everybody safe. Justin's daughter was not physically hurt. he told the radio station she's doing okay. So a guy comes out of Walmart, grabs a girl's girl, and pulls her pants off. Doesn't seem like a well-thought-out plan to me, right? Roller coaster derails in Daytona Beach. A roller coaster in Daytona Beach derailed late Thursday, causing two people to fall about 34 feet and sending a total of 10 into the local hospital.
A terrifying scene as riders hang on for dear life when a roller coaster jumps the track.
Please don't move anybody.
It was a race against time to save them.
So the roller coaster has like jumped the track and there's just people hanging from the bars. Although it looks like some of them are literally only 7 feet off the ground. So one of them could literally just let go and be like, oh, I'm fine.
Female's still on the car but hanging off of it. Someone's holding her in.
Our Lisa Guerrero is there.
The roller coaster's been in operation for over 40 years. But get this, it was actually inspected just hours before it went off the rails and found to be, quote, in compliance with state law. Now folks here are wondering what went wrong.
Look at the dangerous situation they found themselves in. It happened on the roller coaster ride known as the Sandblaster in Daytona Beach, Florida. It's one of the biggest attractions on the boardwalk. This is what it's like to go on the nail-biting ride.
All right, now they're showing a video of the miniature roller coaster. So what, did it just hit a penny or something?
Riders were ejected from the front car and thrown 34 feet to the ground. You can hear screaming from those left hanging.
So the two remaining passengers that were in that front cart were actually facing down towards the ground that whole time, right?
Yes.
They were still secure in the roller coaster, but the roller coaster car itself was dangling. They didn't want the roller coaster car to fall anymore or for any more passengers to fall off. So it was very time-sensitive rescue.
Firefighters carefully used extension ladders to rescue the others trapped on the coaster.
You know what would be the worst is when this happens and you're like, oh, I really had to urinate before I got on the coaster or poodle. And I thought it was only going to be a couple minutes and now it's going to be 3 hours and it's not going to wait. You're like, you're hanging off and you're like, we're hanging on for dear life. Oh, something's dripping on my head. Oh, boy. Speaking of Walmarts. I thought of this new way to be getting a girl's number, and you don't even have to ask for it. So what you do, say you're in a store, say you're at a theme park. Let's say you're at the Daytona Beach theme park, and she's dangling from the roller coaster. And you're like, I gotta save. No, that's not how this goes, okay? So you see a girl, want her number, whatever. All you have to do, steal her phone somehow, okay? Steal her phone somehow, and when she's not looking, just hide it somewhere, right? In the store, you can throw it into the carrot aisle. You can throw it into the, you know, the penny arcade where you put all your change. It doesn't matter where it goes, right? Throw her phone somewhere, and then you have to stalk her. You have to follow her around until she finally realizes that her phone is lost, right? And she starts looking around in her purse. She starts frantically patting her pockets. She's looking in her purse again. She's like, oh no, my phone is lost. But at first, you don't want to panic in public, right? So she's starting to look around. And then you just wait until it's at least enough obvious that you go, huh, you looking for something? And she goes, yeah, my phone is lost. And I go, oh, I mean, she goes, the hypothetical future person, not me, obviously. Hypothetical future person goes, oh, well. Would you like to be able to call your phone with my phone to be able to find it? And she goes, no, I left it on silent. And you go, it's okay. I turned it to loud. I mean, uh-oh, well, maybe we can hear it buzz anyway. And so then you have her call her phone, but you lure her close enough to where you hit it. And you hope it's not stolen by this point. And it buzzes and it rings and you go, oh my God, we found it. And you go, here's your phone. And she goes, oh, my hero, you saved me. You saved my phone. And then her phone number is in your caller ID because she had to call it. Wait, don't reverse. You know what I'm saying, right? It's in your history. And then, A, you're a hero. B, you have the number. Boom. And whatever the next step is. I've never gotten to the next step, so I don't know. However, I always say, get the number first, right? This is perfect. This happened to me. I was at Walmart. No, I wasn't. I was at the grocery store, and this girl is in, like, the parking lot searching around, and she's like, where's my phone? I can't find it. So I bike over, and I'm like, do you want to call your phone with my phone? And she says, yeah. So we found it, and she was in her her cart. I had hit it there several hours before. A gunman wounded a teenager during a carjacking and shot a man during a carjacking attempt Sunday before being killed by a bystander outside a Washington State Walmart. Tumwater police say officers were initially responding to a report of a car driving in the wrong direction, but while en route were sent to a nearby scene of a reported carjacking with shots fired. There, they found a 16-year-old female victim who'd suffered non-life-threatening wounds. A short time later, they began getting calls about shots fired in or around the Tumwater Walmart parking lot. They say they found the 16-year-old's stolen car in the parking lot. The carjacking suspect went to the Walmart and fired shots at a display case. No customers or employees were hit, but the police say the suspect then left the store and tried a second carjacking. What? You already have a car. Why would you? You'd be like, this car's not good enough. I got to get another car. This is GTA. In the parking lot, shooting an adult male occupant in the process. That victim was treated for gunshot wounds and airlifted. His condition wasn't known. Police say the suspect then tried yet another carjacking in the parking lot. What? Is he like accidentally carjacking manuals or something and he doesn't know how to drive them? was approached by two armed civilians, and one of them shot the suspect dead. Witness Megan Chadwick told Kiro TV her husband saw an armed civilian take down the shooter. He said he watched him take his last breath. There were three civilians shooting after him, going after him to shoot him, and two of them had their guns up, and then a third guy shot him through the window of the car. A woman who was in the Walmart with her kid told Kiro TV that her daughter's pants had just pulled down. What? That she fled the store with them and hid in the parking lot behind a vehicle. I looked over and saw hundreds of people running out, just a flood of people, and everyone was screaming and frantic. They said, "Gun! Shooter!" And I knew something was serious. Student's KKK costume sparks outrage at the Harbor City High School. A student dressed as the Ku Klux Klan member for a school project drew an angry reaction at Harbor Teacher Preparation Academy in Wilmington last Friday. The student dressed up as part of a final project for a history class, said the Los Angeles Unified School District. The student apparently chose to explore topics related to racism and dressed as a KKK member for a presentation. Students said the outfit was approved by a history teacher and were outraged by the teacher's decision, calling it absolutely wrong. A student who tweeted photos of the costume told NBC4 that he and many of his friends were hurt that this could be allowed by a teacher. Oh, God. The school is now on summer break, but parents there for a student orientation on Thursday were disgusted by photos of the student in the KKK garb. Let's hear from the parents. Man, I am so disgusted. I'd like to hear what these parents have to say about this.
Now in the news at 6 o'clock, a costume controversy as a student dressed as a Klan member for a school project is drawing some angry reaction at Harbor City Prep School. Good evening again. I'm Chuck Henry.
And I'm Carolyn Johnson. NBC4's Rick Montanez is live outside Harbor Teacher Preparation Academy with reaction for us. Rick.
Carolyn and Chuck, the students and parents are upset over this portrayal. It was part of a class project. At least one mom tells me she sees this as a good learning opportunity, but the students I talked with say it's just disgusting. Students are calling this costume for Historical Figure Day absolutely wrong. One student apparently exploring topics related to racism for their history class dressed as...
Well, maybe they should have taken the class if they're so upset. Then they can know what they're actually upset about. Aren't these kids going as Martin Luther King in blackface as well? It's like, I'm Martin Luther King and I'm pretty cool. You can be the KKK and you're pretty cool. This other guy will be a Black Panther. He's pretty cool because that movie just came out, right?
As a KKK member for Friday's presentation.
Horrible. Unbelievable.
We showed Kimberly Knox and her sixth grade daughter the photos today while she waited for her son to finish new student orientation at the school.
What was your first thought when you saw that picture?
Just like that the teachers would allow that and they would like make it seem like that's okay and make it seem like it's appropriate for school.
Not.
Oh yeah, well, we're allowed to dress as Christopher Columbus and he killed Asians.
Says she is so upset by this, it's hard to find the words.
It's sad. Makes me very sad to see that they would be okay with that.
The student who tweeted these photos says he's never been...
So some kid tweets, I have never been more disgusted in my life. For a high school to allow a student to dress as a KKK member for Historical Figure Day is absolutely wrong. And the fact that this student is receiving absolutely no form of consequences from the school is even more ridiculous. This entire news story started from a single kid's tweet, and then every single news story picked it up for clicks. I tried contacting two people on Facebook related to this, and I was unable to get contact from either. We need to get a new team in here, the News with Nick News team, the News with Nick Crack Facebook Grabby team, where we reach out, we actually get comments from people who are really, like, involved, right? This is just a repost of a kid dressed as the KKK. I bet you nobody even cares except, like, those four people in the video. A deputy with the Richmond City Sheriff's Office has been arrested and charged with sex crimes. Ooh. Crime Insider sources confirm that 29-year-old Matthew Eli Mellerson is a deputy and also the chaplain at the Richmond Justice Center. Chat says it looks wrong. It looks accurate enough to be the real thing to me. It's just wrong.
Mellerson is a deputy and also the chaplain here at the Richmond Justice Center. He has been indicted by a grand jury, as you said, for 6 counts of carnal knowledge and 2 counts of sexually abusing inmates between September 17th and September 23rd of 2017. Crime Insider sources tell us all of the inmates were males. The grand jury met earlier this week delivering these indictments. Crime Insider sources say Mellerson is on leave pending the outcome of this investigation.
Unfortunately, I was unable to find an indictment for this guy as well. I probably should have even skipped this news story entirely because there was really no good, juicy info, unfortunately. However, it does say between September 17th and September 23rd, he's charged with 6 counts of carnal knowledge. That's like every single day he went in and did it with a guy from the jail. But no. Like, did he find a loophole in the system where he's like, hey, if I say I'm the pastor, we get to go to the chapel all alone and no one even bothers us except for the Lord Jesus watching over. Anyway, I don't know, whatever. Apparently you can just do, I thought jails were like places where you couldn't get away with stuff, but I guess if you watch Orange is the New Black, you learn that you can just get away with pretty much everything. I Am Cancer says, was it a woman's prison? No, it was apparently a man's prison. Second to last story, let's see what's going on here. Caught on camera, Tennessee children traveling in pet kennels and a woman is arrested. Police in Memphis has arrested a woman after a viral video shows her traveling with 2 children in pet kennels. According to the Memphis police, investigators identified the woman as Lamon Cheeks, 62. Cheeks was arrested and charged with 2 counts of child endangerment. This AP reported that she bonded out on Sunday and her hearing has been rescheduled for July 9th. Police say the children were only 7 and 8 years old. The children told police that it was extremely hot in the back of the truck. The temperature was 95 degrees. Let's see the video. Oh my goodness. They're really dog cages. So she's in an SUV, and it's those dog cages that's mostly plastic, but it's just the cage on the front. And someone is, like, filming, like, from across the street and has zoomed in with their phone and opens it. She opens the dog cage, and a kid crawls out. What?
Hey, whoa.
That's crazy. I wish we could find her on Facebook. Should we look it up? Oh, she works for FedEx. There is almost no contact information. Oh, well. I don't have enough PCL money to be hiring people to contact everyone. But she is on Facebook, but hardly any contact info, and I don't have time to research it at the moment. However, you guys should definitely head on over to her Facebook page and post that you heard about her on News with Nick. If there's a... Or message her privately, like be click the message button. I don't know how many of those go through, right? Because I did message people for that last story, and I assume it just ends up in their message requests, right? So they never end up seeing it, which is unfortunate because I don't know how to contact these people otherwise. Russian women should avoid sex with non-white foreign men during the Football World Cup because they could become single mothers to mixed-race children. Which is what a senior lawmaker in Moscow said on Wednesday. Even when Russian women marry foreigners, the relationships often end badly, said Tamara, head of Parliament's Committee for Families, Women, and Children. Women are often stranded abroad or in Russia, but unable to get their children back. She spoke in response to a question from a radio station about the so-called Children of the Olympics after the Moscow Games. The term was used in the Soviet era to describe non-white children conceived at international events. We must give birth to our children. These mixed-race kids suffer and have suffered since Soviet times. It's one thing if they're of the same race, but quite another if they're from a different race. I'm not a nationalist, but nevertheless, I know that children suffer. They are abandoned, and that's it. They stay here with mom. Huh? Oh, they stay here with the single mother, but they become mixed race in Russia. The lawmaker said that she would like Russian citizens to get married out of love, regardless of their ethnicity. Another lawmaker said foreign fans could bring viruses to the World Cup and infect Russians. In comments to the radio station, Alexander Sharon also said that Russians should be careful in their interactions with foreigners, as they might try to circulate banned substances in the tournament. However, wait a minute. That is what other people should be concerned about Russia doing, not the other way around. Although the Russians were good at cheating, so they wouldn't actually, they wouldn't tell another country, hey, here's some banned substances, unless they were trying to make it like a non, like a performance reducing drug. Anyway, so guys checked out the World Cup that Mexico apparently had a huge, huge win. Let's check out CNN right now. People are really upset about this guy. XXX Tenacious D has been shot. XXX Tennyson shot dead in Florida. Never heard of the guy, unfortunately, so sorry about that. Officer fatally shoots a man who raised a BB gun. Police officer in Mesa, Arizona, fatally shot a man who raised a BB gun. Well, don't raise a BB gun at officers. The news comes as the Mesa Police Department faces scrutiny over allegations of excessive force and three arrests. In response to a 911 hang-up call, officers went to a Mesa residence Saturday around 5 p.m. and found a man and woman inside. The male was agitated and refused to talk to officers. Officers escorted the woman out of the house, but the man refused the officer's directions and went back inside. He re-emerged from the residence holding what the officers said looked like a handgun. An unrelated witness told police that they heard officers forcefully tell the man to drop the gun. Okay, so it sounds like a standard police incident, right? He had a gun, he raised the gun, he got shot. This has been News with Nick. Does the chat have anything else they want me to cover? I kind of sped through those. Last half wasn't as good as the first half with those doctors involved. However, that's okay. Anything else going on in my life that I should talk about? Let's see. We had the storm. How many mice live in the house? A few. However, I've caught most of them, I think. Bitcoin has crashed, so that's good. That's good. That's about it. Boo! How are your ice dams? It's the middle of summer, so actually they're really bad. Boo!
Everybody came in.